so unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How
what's,
are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
This episode is brought to you by one of my favorite people ever. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown DeQueen, licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. She can handle many of your legal needs, divorce, custody, land deeds, you name it. And if she can't perform the legal task you need, she will refer you to the best person for the job. Give her a call today at 870-642-4462 or stop by. She's on the north side of the courthouse, on the square in historic downtown DeQueen. Utilize her 20-plus years of experience, and you will never look back. A huge thanks to all the support she gives us for sponsoring Regrettable. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Yeah, there we go.
Grilling.
Say grilling. Burp coming through. Yeah. Manliest podcast.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Art of Man.
Or whatever, right?
That's the one.
Leanness. Oh, the Art of Manliness.
Yeah.
For those of you who are uneducated on us.
Yeah.
Sun Tzu, man, he didn't like you. You read that book if you already were good at war. You were like, let's increase my tactics here. You know, like
the art
of manliness. It's not like some cuck was sitting there being like the art of war, like, oh, maybe not. He was like losing all the battles and then he read that.
No,
and
I think that's exactly what it was for. Yeah.
No,
yeah. It was for the amateur to get into, you know, winning battles.
No.
You know,
the art of manliness. The only people listen to that are simps.
Yeah. The person who reads an article about how to start a fire will never start a fire.
That's exactly.
Good point.
Because most people who know how to start a fire, I don't know. They've like
their dad taught them.
They leveled up. They learned the bad way. Then they figured out their own thing. And then
well,
by
what
the
about
end of
us
it,
kind of guys where we first rebuilt a carburetor because we YouTubed it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, we have done things.
Hey, I'm not claiming manliness. All right, I needed that YouTube video to change spark plugs.
Right.
I mean, honestly, though, if you see a video on how to change spark plugs on a '93 Tacoma, you're gonna see more views on that video than there are 93 Toyota Tacomas in the world. So there's a lot of people who just watch those videos and they see that as an accomplishment. You know, the ones who are actually watching it, like you, who actually changed the spark plugs on it, few and far between, I'm very certain.
I have no doubt you're right on that. And could you imagine sitting there watching how to change spark plugs like on a 93 Tacoma?
I recently had to change the battery. You guys know the battery in my Mustang, 2017 Mustang GT 5.0. It's a convertible California special. I had to change the battery. I got to get all the words.
He's
out.
Trying to sell it.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. It's worth like
this many miles.
It's worth like $80,000 right now.
Yeah,
with the current market.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But no,
not even gold is valued at that much of that weight.
But so I had to change. Well, I did. I popped the hood and I immediately saw where the battery was. I popped the little cover that it has on it.
I hate that cover.
Yeah, I hate the cover. And then I realized there's not just going to be a situation where I take off the
terminals.
So I went ahead and Googled it immediately. I didn't even try beyond that. I could have took the terminals off, but pulling it out would have been an issue because you got to move a little bar or what, you know, whatever it was. Yeah, yeah, sway bar or something. I don't know. You got to move something in there, engine, motor mount, whatever it is. I don't remember what it was now. But I obviously didn't retain the information.
You couldn't do it again.
I couldn't do it immediately
without
again,
without
looking YouTube it up again.
You know, yeah, checking your history and finding that video again.
But I did it, and now it's running fine. And I did it all by myself with the help of someone who directly helped me via YouTube.
Yeah, I've changed a bunch of batteries. I've done it just on the drive before. I'm ashamed to admit that, like on the service drive. But I looked it up again when I did mine because I had forgotten like just certain little things. You know, I wanted like some tips, like which terminals first.
Oh,
you know, like or
negative?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And which and
unless you're jumping.
Yes.
Ooh.
But
never jump with the black one first.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you take the black one off when you're done jumping, you black off first, yeah. then positive.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, little stuff like that. Like, what are my tips and tricks here?
When you, exactly. Yeah, yeah, when you jump a vehicle, make sure, if you're the person giving the jump, okay, you are the good person, mm-hmm. so you don't want bad things to happen to mm-hmm. you. So you hook the cables up to your battery first, yeah. red first, then black, and then you switch it over to their vehicle, red first, then black.
Yes.
Because if there's any surge coming off your vehicle, it's going to, if there's any surge to be had, it's yeah. going from your vehicle to theirs.
Yes. Right.
It'll fry their PCM and yeah. not yours.
And then basically. When you're done on their vehicle, black off, yes. then red, then the same for
absolutely
yours.
Absolutely
yeah.
reverse.
Reverse yeah. it the way you
yeah,
did
reverse mm-hmm. it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's a little stuff.
Yeah. I use YouTube to replace the head gaskets on a 2004 Land Rover Discovery.
That's all?
Yeah, that's just how good YouTube video. I'm not yeah, saying I'm not bragging.
No,
I still had to rely on a YouTube mm-hmm. video, but that's how good some of them are.
But how shitty YouTube is, I bet you had to go through a couple videos before you found the one where it was like, all right, guys, no bull crap here.
Oh,
we're just
gonna
do it.
Yeah.
Like you get the
guy with. I had to finally take the fake redneck teeth.
Yeah,
out
exactly.
of his mouth, hey, so guys, I could understand him.
You found the 7 minute version versus the 27 minute
yes,
version.
Yes.
Yeah, you're gonna need 27 pounds torque on this pair of steering pump. Yeah. Get this off right here.
Yeah.
And he's, what?
He's from Illinois.
Yeah,
he's
yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Canada, actually.
Yeah,
but use that. I mean, that's a pretty big job. I mean, mm-hmm. you're talking like really taking an engine down to the block.
Mm-hmm.
But
head gaskets.
God
you know,
bless YouTube.
You know,
yeah. mm-hmm.
very little in parts, lots in labor.
Yeah,
you
yeah
know?
That's right.
And, you know, like lots in labor.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
I only know like maybe a Tacoma like
16
estimate.
16 hours.
Yeah. yeah.
Easy.
And for those
Took
of
me
you
40.
Just like, oh, you're taking away the work of, you know, the livelihood of some mechanic. Actually, all the mechanics that I know are like pretty booked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they would rather
the people
you know.
That are doing it themselves are actually just saving the mechanic's mm-hmm. oh. time as well.
And I asked 15 mechanics if they would do this first, and they're like, a Land Rover? I don't even know where that's from.
Mechanics exactly. would be happy exactly. if just all guys
yeah.
did their own thing. They'd
point.
Still make
yeah. single
oh,
women.
Yes. All the women. Yeah.
They can
single
do it all.
Women.
Yeah.
yeah. And then, yeah, it's... I had something and I just awkwardly
I just like,
laughed it away.
Number one on OnlyFans right now is Bad Baby, right? And number two
what
is this...
That?
That's the rapper. She's the Cash Me Outside.
Yeah,
girl.
Cash Me Outside girl from Dr.
Cash
Phil.
Me outside. Cash
Come
me
on,
outside.
You know her.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She's on
she's
OnlyFans.
Bad Baby. She's the only. She broke like a 2 million. She like
first
in the first 24 hours.
First
she broke
24 hours, $1 million.
$1 million
on OnlyFans.
She was the first one to ever do it, or something
and,
like that.
And then it turns
she
out she was not
hot.
Even 18.
Nah, she's not. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, putting my yeah. phone away.
Well, she is now, but she was like still 17 for those 24 hours.
Right.
Yeah,
no
that's
way.
Why she was. Dude, everybody that's on OnlyFans on TikTok, every like 90% of them is just creepy dudes.
Yeah.
That's on there. Okay, on social media, the internet has always been like that.
As a single man here, because I'm not going to make you guys admit it.
That's
I have,
a creepy
I,
dude.
I no, I have I'm not sure. Gone to OnlyFans yet.
I have.
I have for sure. No,
no,
not either.
Pay for porn. All right, this is America.
Come on, dude. Bang Bros is free.
I understand there is one element to it that, like, you know, that
oh,
high school
local,
girl where
the local
you're like,
element.
Well, what did she
yeah.
like?
Local, yeah.
You know, the
but
local element,
I have
sure.
a feeling like most guys, as long as you're not creepy, who do get drawn in, they are going to be like, okay,
right.
let's see the OnlyFans. They're probably just like, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah.
And then, like, subscribe to one account of some local high school girl
like, right.
or a local girl that they went to high school with. And then, you know, years
and,
later.
And
or
the
something.
Creepiest of them, when they see her in Walmart, think, oh, I've seen you naked.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. You're correct, though.
Yeah.
Most of the dudes that actually think, well, this may be something, they look at her like, okay, she's normal.
Oh, she's just a human.
She's
like,
not a,
I don't know what you were expecting.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
She's not you know, surgeried up
right.
and, you know, like oiled up and things like the mm-hmm. like porn does. I mean, that they put expectations out there way beyond
yeah.
what is
and
real
oh,
life.
And just a little bit. Yeah.
Exactly.
OnlyFans destroys the man's imagination. As well.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you know, you can always sit there and be like, and imagine way beyond what
yeah.
is reality.
Yeah. The Chamber of Commerce lady's hot, bro. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. What?
That's staying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fine.
But what I'm saying is,
I would
is,
love her to economically develop me.
Exactly.
I do think, though, that there was a lot of guys aged between 16 and impotence who blew their whole pandemic check.
Totally.
On OnlyFans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, through a bunch of subscriptions that they can no longer afford.
And that lady is now, in complaining on Facebook about the guys that bought it, saying, "Ooh, I know you was wanting to see me naked."
Yeah, I always worry. I would worry about that too. Like those loudmouth ladies on Facebook who are always promoting their OnlyFans.
I knew you was gonna buy that.
you might be a creepy dude. Subscribe and send her all kinds of stuff, and then she just screenshots the thread and puts it on Facebook. Yeah. Like, man,
makes her money off of you.
So here's the thing: I'm saying I haven't subscribed. I'm not saying I don't have an OnlyFans account. I definitely have an OnlyFans account.
You put your penis on that.
Or no, no, or like
a consuming version.
Yes, that version. Yeah, my bad.
What?
Nobody wants to see that.
I was gonna buy it. Just, you know, I mean, every dude wonders what the other. No.
No. Yeah, of course.
My bad.
Of course. Of course. That's the way it was. That's the way it is.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, I know, right?
I've imagined. I have my account on there.
There's a
10-cent charge somewhere in my statement. From OnlyFans.
That's fine.
To have an account, you just have to pay 10 cents
per month. Oh, because it like sends it to make sure it's your account.
It's your account.
Oh, yeah. It's a verification charge. Yeah.
I'm saying I haven't subscribed to anybody yet.
Yeah.
I definitely have an account. I've scrolled through.
My wife makes fun. She jokes that I'm going to have to start an OnlyFans account and start, you know, sending feet pics to pay for the things I'm buying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I bet, man. I've talked to some ladies who were like, I should just do it.
Every woman could do it,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Only because I'm making a big business venture, and it's going to cost a lot of money. So you want to start an OnlyFans account, sell feet pics or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, sell feet pics. Yeah, I would have started an OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
No,
there's three women on my Facebook friends list that have OnlyFans accounts that are always like blowing it up. And, they always post like, I'm in the top 3.42% of OnlyFans creators. That's something that gets blowed up a lot.
Yeah.
I imagine that's mostly everybody. I know that's a weird thing to say.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But like, she's in the top point and she's nothing special, like no reason.
Right.
Yeah.
And like the OnlyFans has only been open for like a couple weeks.
Right.
I looked at the profile.
People don't set theirs. Most people don't do anything with
them.
They open one and then don't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's where I'm like, that's not a point. You need to be in the top like 0.01% to imagine you're like making any money.
Top 100.
Like doing top 100 of.
If you're, period.
Yeah, period.
Top 100 users. Yeah. Then you're making cash.
I imagine I could go full Bernie Sanders on the top 0.1% of the top 1% of the is all the people who make the money on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You know, and you know,
that's what I'm saying.
And then the rest, the 99% are all out there being like, I'm in the top three. Like that really means you're just now in a pool with like 3 million other women.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. I was gonna say how many total users are there.
Yeah.
After that impression, I can't help but think of Bernie Sanders with an M16 with an underslung grenade launcher.
Yeah. Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, is there a bit of a Hispanic like tinge on
Cuban
or
a little Cuban?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
A little Austrian.
Yeah, is there some Austrian? I don't claim to do a good Bernie Sanders. I should have just done it right.
I'm here for Thanksgiving. I want some sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
I want some of them sweet potatoes right now.
Yeah. Italian, I guess. A little Italian in there.
More Bernie Mac.
Well, there you go. That's...
That's do another one. Yeah. What else you got?
I could do, you do really good impressions. What's his name?
What's the other one?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Do Obama.
Yeah. Yo, what's going on with my budget?
Yeah. Got my fiscal ministers, T-Ray and Ray here.
Yeah, yeah.
What else is... What's up with... What's going on?
Yeah, so you
moved.
Yeah.
I just moved. So,
that's a big deal.
So here's the thing. This is the second crack. This is the second crack at the baseball here. I think we hit a home run yesterday. But nobody saw it, and the officials didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
Steroids.
The umpire was, like, distracted by a busty lady in the crowd and did not see us hit a homer out of the park. That's my sponsor you're talking about.
I know, right?
Right?
They're talking about that sponsor. That
yeah, way. Your wife, our sponsor.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Which one holds so, more weight? Yeah, huh?
Exactly. Put a little respect on
yeah,
that, please.
Absolutely. No, yesterday, today we're recording this on Friday the 10th, which is the day it will be released. Yesterday on the 9th, we recorded a questionable podcast. One of my favorites ever. Yeah. Hilarious, but over the line. On yeah. a lot of different things.
Crossed yeah. the line.
Yeah,
for, sure.
for just being tied to a local radio station. If totally. We were, that we could absolutely upload that if we were on our own.
I, after what, that website? Podcast, I am definitely not missing church this Sunday.
Yeah, the oh. WashitaPodcast.com did not want that podcast associated with it.
Right. But at the same time,
it would have probably blew it up. There.
Yeah, I just had a random thought last night to maybe. I was like already accepted the fate, you know, yesterday.
When Tyler has doubts about
yeah,
it,
I know.
Yeah, because yeah. I have doubts about
you
every
always
single
doubt
one of them.
Absolutely, 100%.
So when he does, were you kind of shaking yesterday, like after we left? Like, you're like, oh my gosh.
I started like looking for other jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. He put his resume in a few places. Yeah. He to me.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of different things, but you know, maybe this is a great time to really kickstart the podcast with a Patreon or some right. sort of exclusive content yeah. because that that's, cannot go unlistened to.
And that's the only way it's going to get listened to.
Absolutely.
Is if you have to go out of your way and pay your hard-earned monies
yeah.
to get it.
Like that, $5 or
five, yeah, 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 okay, $5.
$5
okay.
bucks a month, and you get like a something, you know, yeah. something or other.
A t-shirt? Are we still doing that?
A t-shirt no, made by no. his
gizmos
wife.
Or?
No.
Yeah.
No, the gizmos are out. They were yeah, too expensive.
You
have to order 3,000 at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bulk from China.
Yeah.
And then the shipping container, right. That was, you know, shipping was, yeah. you know, 12
it's
weeks
Joe Byron's.
Out.
Like, it's Joe Byron's fault.
Yeah, it's Joe Byron's yeah. fault. Y'all don't have a gizmo right yep. now. But
all of y'all would have had one.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's what your Patreons usually are. It's like, oh, you get the baseline, the $5 or whatever. You get one exclusive content and then this little thing, some sticker or something like that. Maybe mm-hmm. 10, maybe just two
a
tiers.
Shout out?
Two tiers. Shout out. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. At the end of every podcast, you get a shout out. And then maybe a second tier of $10 a month. You get the exclusive content, the shout out, and a shirt or something. Ooh, like
bunch
that.
Of junk mail.
That's $20 yeah. a month.
I'm not saying that's happening.
No, yeah. yeah.
I gotta,
that's the idea.
I got to read what Patreon is, I yeah, think, first, yeah, real yeah, quick. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if
I'll
you have
say,
to.
I have one that I maintain, and I've got the $25 per month
here. See,
tier.
Something about a Patreon also makes it sound dirty. Like, it's
it
almost
does.
Like
it
only
does.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
what is
dirty.
Selling on that?
Oh, oh it yeah. is dirty. Yeah. 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 I get all the dirty stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Shout outs.
Straight
Legos. To me is dirty.
Straight yeah. asshole shot. Just zoomed in.
Like puckered or open? Like he's about
see,
to fart.
Come on. Just natural.
Rein it in.
I know, right? Yeah. Bring
that's,
it back.
That's nothing.
Cut
that's,
it. Cut, that cut was, a slice.
That was Smurfs compared to yesterday.
Everybody's
got an asshole.
Yeah, he's turned off.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't want to think about yours though. Yeah.
I just thought about yours.
Oh.
I thought about you selling pictures of it.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm been. Yeah. All right. Imagine being in my place.
Is that a business model?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I was curious about his pucker level. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I crush a brick right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Think you cut a cucumber in half?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Don't put your finger in there. It'd be like,
hey, you'll lose it.
Doc. Shing. You listening? Yeah,
it's like yeah. a guillotine.
Yeah.
French nobles have
yeah.
lost their head up there before. Mm-hmm. All right. What were you saying? Oh, yeah. You got a Patreon.
Respectful.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
a, yeah. Respectful I'm
a,
podcast.
A subscriber to a Patreon. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. And it's, I find it well worth the money.
Oh.
Absolutely.
You don't have a Patreon.
No, not okay. me personally. I have an account.
See, that's what I need to yeah. figure out yeah. if that's something you need to like pay for to uphold a right. Patreon.
I think just take like a
thing.
Cut of it.
Yeah, they just
oh,
take
really?
A cut.
Mm-hmm. Like if you get $5 from a patronist, then they
get like
5 cents
or something. Yeah, yeah
we
yeah.
get 3 cents. Or
they no,
do.
They do. They okay, don't get cool. much. Yeah, yeah, they don't get much.
Yeah. But everybody and their mama got a Patreon for whatever else.
Yes.
So 3 cents.
Yeah, good point.
All no, the yeah. people that's
3 million 3 cents is
big profit. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Somebody got living fat off that.
Yeah,
yeah. True enough. So yeah, that's why we're doing this again today. So
we're
yesterday.
What's that better today?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yesterday we briefly mentioned in the midst of all the chicanery
yeah.
that I was moving that day yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I am
yeah.
all moved in today.
Okay.
Okay.
So I spent my first night at the place last night. Okay. Not haunted. Just
yeah.
at least not haunted.
At least your ghosts are you know.
Yeah, respectful at least.
Feeling you out yeah. first, maybe.
Instead there's just a wasp problem.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh,
luckily
seriously.
Nobody's made it inside. No wasp is, okay. is I've seen.
You didn't
on the
wake up with like roaches that laid eggs in your ear or anything.
I
like that.
I just felt things crawling on me last night.
Did you really?
Like just I know it was mental. Yeah, I know it was mental.
Yeah, yeah.
And the landlord's not a wasp Nazi.
No,
because she made sure that, or they made sure that you're, you know, to let you know they're a lawn mowing Nazi.
They pay rent too. Okay, so leave them alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm not paying. I'm paying for their ass.
Yeah.
But I did stay there, and you
know, keep it.
Keep the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all
right. It's my only option right now.
There's always homelessness behind the Easy Mart.
2 days ago, when the power was off, and I was like seeing all the wasps, I was like, I think I might just, you know, quit the kibosh on this right now.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know, but
yeah.
I didn't know what it was. But I kind of was just like, man, I just got to dive in head first. So the place I was living in was like, it was new, but it was small, and it was adjacent. It was a duplex, so I shared walls, which I hate, you know. And also, it's right on one of the busiest little intersections that isn't the main road in town, you know. So I'm just trying to smoke in peace, and I got. I'm
if
trying
you were selling
to,
drugs, it'd be right. a perfect
yeah,
place. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, hot spot.
Try
yeah.
not to be racist, all right? That's all I'm trying. I lived there for a year and a half. I just did my best to never be racist.
Yeah, there's not another Caucasian to be seen in the neighborhood.
No, not including my neighbor, who is white, but he's like the elusive Bigfoot. I've never seen. His face is a mystery to me. I wouldn't be able to pick him out in a lineup,
right?
You know?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Lived next to man for a year, give yeah. or take.
Never seen him.
Wow.
I mean, literally share a house with them, really.
Yeah, exactly. Really, it is one house with a wall down in the middle and two doors.
There were times the two of y'all used bathrooms at the same time, and we're just like, you could have touched each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It shares one wall between those bathrooms.
Y'all could have talked through the toilet like in jail.
Through the toilet.
You could have put a peephole in there.
Yeah. Glory hole.
Yeah.
You know, take care of this thing for me, buddy. but the
I'm leaving this podcast.
It's so much fun. I have seen him a few times scurrying with large amounts of fast food into his house.
Okay.
Like I've pulled in, like scurrying. No. Whatever your mind is thinking of with scurrying, he was doing that.
No, and but large, like I'm
large
I'm
amounts.
To,
yeah,
Tyler's Dude. Definition of large
yeah,
amounts.
That
of,
seems big.
Fast food is a lot of fast food. I think
I once saw him run in there with three pizza boxes.
What's he doing with that?
It's
got
just
his family
him.
With him.
You've never seen anybody else go and come or go. Never seen anybody
never
else
seen
come
anybody
or go.
Else come
he
or
was
go.
Keeping somebody hostage in there, bro.
Oh gosh,
yeah.
I had a dream about that. Did I like really? Accidentally fell through my bedroom wall, and he was in there with like in a murderer's den.
That was a premonition. You should call the police.
I should have. I suspect.
Yeah.
I Something? Suspect suspicion.
I have suspicion of suspicion.
Yeah. I have a suspicion he's a suspect.
Yeah, absolutely.
but yeah, I've seen him just scurrying in with like two McDonald's bags, like a rat, dude.
One of them wasn't just full
I don't
of
care.
Condiments
if, dude,
either.
Yeah, no. If I get a big sack of McDonald's, I get out of my car. I'm like, yep, I got this right here. Like, he's,
what about the sodas? No sodas whatsoever?
I think there's so many sodas he's got to do double trips.
Oh, so you weren't even seeing for the second trip.
Yeah.
See,
I'll admit some, because I do some stalkery, weird serial killy stuff.
Yeah, you do.
I watched him back up into the driveway once, and I was like just started to smoke, and he was in the truck for the whole duration. I smoked 100s. That was like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was a minute. Yeah, a whole minute on that one.
And I went inside and peered through my blinds to see what was next, and he came out with the fast food. So he's like,
He waited for you to go inside?
Yes.
With the smell of McDonald's in his vehicle, starving.
Yeah. That's like, why I haven't mentioned it. I feel bad for the guy a little bit, you know? There's like there's a guilt there, a shame.
I mean, anatomically, does he have anything to be ashamed of?
He's a larger fellow.
Yeah.
I mean, like small for around here, probably. Yes. You know?
Does he look like he has diabetes?
I saw an absolute unit going into that church over there the other day. Like it was Humpty Dumpty. This lady with like those sweatpants pulled up to her armpits.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and just this.
Damn.
Fupa. We remember the other. Yeah. What was that? The fat upper pubic area or whatever? Yeah, the fatty upper pubic area. Oh,
like an engorged tick or something.
Dude.
A dog tick.
Yeah.
Yeah, just engorged. Just
completely.
Just want to squeeze their head off. Yeah. She was like,
mayonnaise
she was enough.
Comes out.
I nearly crashed looking at her. I was just like, whoa, dude. That's
oh
a beast.
No, like, tomato sauce comes
I actually kept, like, because I'm crazy in my car alone, I kept saying beast mode when I saw her. I was like, beast mode. She was like fucking... Ah, damn it. She was rolling. She like, you can't stop her.
Chicken or Fitbit. Got to keep this up.
Yeah. She was cruising, dude. Like, you know, once she gets that forward momentum, there's nobody stopping
her. It's free lasagna day at the church.
Yeah, yeah.
Get in on that.
Yeah. It was pretty good. But yeah, moving away from that place.
From the ghetto, really. Like,
from the ghetto.
Yeah, from the inner city.
From the get-go.
Yeah, from the get-go, I wanted to get out of the ghetto. But again, what I was saying was that place was small and I shared the wall. But everything inside was nice and new.
Oh, yeah.
And
clinical.
Clinical.
Sterile.
Sterile environment. It was like a, you know, a clean room or whatever where they like...
Quarantine people?
Yeah. Either that or they like, you know, measure the amount of lead in something.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it was like white walls. Like, you're not even off-white.
So they de-louse people.
Yeah, they de-louse people in that chamber. It was like a decompression chamber. I couldn't feel right decorating it. Unless it was like Thomas Kincaid, Kincaid paintings.
A single hole in the wall like where somebody had ever decorated it, right?
Yeah.
It was like built and you moved in?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. There was one family that lived in it before me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's two times lived in.
I've never lived in a home that's not older than me.
So, right.
Yeah. And now I am. And like every crevice and wall and corner has gunk and...
Holes.
Clearly, it's holes, and people have been smoking in there.
Like where baseboards don't meet the actual wall.
There's like
that. I don't like that stuff.
Oh,
I don't like
yeah,
that
no,
stuff.
Bro.
It creeps me out.
I like all my trim to be flush.
Yeah.
And filled with cock.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
Come on. It should not. There should not be enough room for a mouse corridor behind
or
it.
Because
that's what
crawl
it is.
Through.
Yeah. It's a mouse corridor.
That's mouse hole.
Yep.
You know? So, but I do like the place. It's homely.
Okay.
Is that a word? Homie, homie. What's homely? That's for a woman.
That's a that's an ugly
that's a
person.
Yeah.
Homely. Not a woman, dude.
That's an ugly person.
Yeah. Right. A person with features that are not attractive.
Shout out to a handsome woman.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to all the women out there that have been called homely.
Oh, goodness.
They're good, man. They make good food at the very least.
Yeah.
Definitely good food.
Except
they try
for the ones
hard.
That can't cook.
They have to try extra hard.
Oh, man.
To be like super cool. You ever met that?
Ever been hit on by a super homely woman?
Yes.
They got a lot of tattoos.
Yeah. It's like what do you say, no immediately? Or do you play along?
It's tough. You almost ignore it.
Yeah.
But the problem is that if your eyes were closed, they're cool. Homely women have to have game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And homely
and
women
do
have
they
game.
They do.
And it's to the point where you're just like, damn, man, you're making this, you know, you're making this really hard for me to say no, you know, because you are not attractive at all, but your game is on point, you know?
Absolutely.
It's like a dude who has to talk his way.
You can close your eyes.
Yeah.
But also.
That's one sense gone. But what about the other?
That's true.
What about the other four?
You convince me, I'll go to the weenie roast. All right.
Feel, smell, you know, all those are factors.
Yeah.
You know?
And usually, they're both subpar too.
Yes, yes. Usually, even on hot on the ones that the sight is good, that can be bad.
Yeah,
so,
that's
you know,
true too.
With that little sixth sense too,
and then
like
the
danger,
sense.
Danger.
Yeah. Yeah,
your spidey sense.
Yeah,
you're about to have sex on a twin mattress on the floor.
Danger. Like I should even be. I've been married for like 400 years now. So
right.
Yeah,
I have no clue what we're talking about. Actually,
to say here.
Yeah,
I mean we're living by proxy.
You don't want to do
vicariously.
You don't want to do that.
But I'm excited to see what kind of riffraff comes in and out of your place.
Yeah,
it's your new home.
Now
in the suburbs.
Now I can do it without prying eyes.
In the burbs,
filled with soccer moms. Like,
yeah,
all around.
Right.
Yeah,
single ones too, for that matter.
About
your
age. Used to live next to halfway homes. You know, now I don't know what you were pulling in from there, but what you got now.
Now they all got
upgrade.
Suburbans too.
Yeah. So. Yes.
Minivan, just back it up.
Boop, yeah.
Boop, boop.
You'll learn how to put in a car seat real quick.
Yeah. That's right. Dude, I am so fragile. If the phone rings, I lose it, let alone a crying baby in the next room.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, yeah, that's just a fact.
You can tune it out. I'll just tell you from personal experience.
As a parent,
no way.
You really do quickly too.
They'll cry it out. They'll go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so bad already. I'm telling you.
Check on them and they're good.
If the atmosphere, slight density and atmosphere changes, I will be on alert, and now the blood is in my brain rather than elsewhere. Like in a second.
He's in the fetal position.
Yeah. I'm that jaded, dude. Like I think I have a 70-year-old man's penis.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's not. It doesn't look good. It doesn't act well.
Like 70-year-old, you know, Hugh Hefner, or 70-year-old
Paul Giamatti is where I'm going to go with it.
Dang. Or
not Paul Giamatti's penis, but it looks like Paul Giamatti.
Ooh,
right?
Oh yeah, the penis looks
in John
like.
Adams.
Yeah, it's got liver spots.
Yeah,
is that a wart?
Yeah, it's got the white wig on. I declare. Somebody out there laughed at that. Yeah. But yeah, moving back to that.
It was
easy move this time around.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, well, I did most of the work.
Hey, I just want to point out that I offered twice in one day, and I was denied the option to help at all.
We don't need your truck anymore.
No. Almost, if I wasn't invited to a party tomorrow night, I would have felt like yesterday going to bed, I would have felt like I was not invited because he didn't want me to know where he lived. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that. It's like, yeah,
that's
no,
exactly why he moved.
Yeah. Appreciate you. Yeah. Yeah. I knew where he lived. I drove by every day. I mean, I saw every once in a while.
There has been two people so far that have asked me where I'm moving to. I'm like,
you know, around. Yeah. In the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm staying in the county.
Yeah. That's what he told me twice.
Yeah, the tri-state region. I'm sticking around there.
Sticking with the Arklatex.
North of Shreveport.
South of Toronto.
Yeah. Somewhere between the Tropic of Capricorn and the Tropic of Cancer. Somewhere right in there.
Maybe give them some latitude and longitude or something.
Yeah. This corner of the Milky Way. Exactly. Let's just go ahead and say.
East the local of the Mediterranean.
Group. Yeah. And this multiverse.
Yeah.
And, all right. So
You've reached the highest.
Yeah.
Is there anything the
super multiverse?
The metaverse.
The super ultra mega multiverse.
Yeah, Maxi,
you're moving
ultra
into the
supreme
metaverse.
Verse. Yeah. 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 You can find me in the metaverse.
Yeah. Totally. All
right. Yeah. Right behind the giraffe. You could just be a giraffe in that.
Am I the only one that there's cannabis plant in the very first plant in the metaverse commercial on Facebook? Is a cannabis plant? Have you noticed that? Or am I the only one?
No. I keep seeing it's like.
You haven't seen the metaverse commercial?
I saw that one.
Oh, okay.
It's
like you're walking through it slowly. Like it's like.
Oh,
it's like Garden of Eden.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm thinking of the one where Mark Zuckerberg is that's his name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
dude, I shouldn't do that before podcast, dude. I'm like out of it. But I didn't know. I had to double check Mark Zuckerberg's name.
Yeah,
is that right?
Only the famous, most famous man,
right?
In the world.
Yeah,
your hero every other day. You're talking about how much you love him.
I do love him.
Yeah,
but you know the video of when he introduced it. This is what you can do, and then he changes to. Like somehow his boring avatar version is more interesting than his regular human-like version. And then he's,
that's everybody's avatar. I'm like, look at her. That person's avatar must be hot. And I look at him, I'm like, wow.
Absolutely.
Stick with the avatar.
Can you give him like, you know,
scars and
I always wanted this guitar.
So definitely. I've seen that. Yeah. Everybody's, every other person in Meta right now has a guitar.
Yeah.
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 So that's
you got to find the Meta girls with chokers.
It always offers me headphones, I guess, because I input radio or whatever it does, but it always offers me a headphones as a accessory.
So you can walk around being, I can't hear you.
Yeah. I'm like bebopping through the world, through life.
I still love it. It's still the internet, and the internet has not changed since its invention. It's still mostly creepy dudes on there. So the Meta recently, they had to implement, like an invisible barrier between people because people were literally going on Metaverse and groping their fellow Meta compatriots.
Meta-groped?
Metizens or whatever. Yeah, they got Meta-groped.
Medizins?
Yeah.
There was no police in the Metaverse to stop
them? They got defunded.
Yeah.
So
but women's rights still in the 60s, like in the Metaverse. So a woman would be like, he pat my ass. It's like, deal with it.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to pat it too.
Well, you don't want to work here anymore? But so they have this thing like you can't get close to people anymore. I'm sure there's like a bypass to that or something. Right. But yeah, you can't.
Only for the women. Do you want to allow this man into your
exactly.
area?
Into your hula hoop?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Groper.
No.
Never mind.
And that's just gonna make him. That's just gonna make him angrier. He's gonna be at the barrier like, "What the hell?
Yeah, yeah, I can't get in there." Mm. Yeah. I the recent Meta commercial. There's so many right now, but the recent one I saw is so in line with all these other advertisers I've been seeing, where they think everyone's vegan nowadays or vegetarian. Like they literally, most people are still eating meat, right? Have I missed out on that?
Mean meat.
You're eating meat.
I love meat. What about you,
I'm
Tyler?
Off the meat.
You're off the
you're
meat?
Off the meat.
I'm
off the meat.
Oh, man. Yeah. You straight veggie right now?
Oh, you're on protein only now.
Yeah, yeah. Just protein powder. Yeah. Just mix it in water and drink it.
Heck yeah.
I'm sick of that, all right? I'm fine with anybody, with everybody. Vegans, I'm just a little tired of. Really just all in our face nowadays.
They're not as militant anymore. I find them more unbearable now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because there's more of them, I guess. They don't have to quite. They're not like the Bolsheviks during the Russian Revolution. There was like three of them. They had to really make a big deal of things, you know.
Squeaky wheel style.
Absolutely.
See, vegan used to be like a choice. It'd be like, you're killing with your mouth, man. And now it's like we've bred good genes out of people. It's like, no, I'm just allergic to it. Makes me sick.
Yeah.
You know? So protein. I don't mind if you guys. In fact, do you mind if I watch you eat that? I wish I could. I'm vegan. That's fine. I don't have a choice. You know?
I think on this particular commercial was like somebody like Googling like vegan, like Google vegan, you know, and recipes. And say, man, if you don't know how to be a vegan just naturally, if you're going to be a vegan after doing like a Google search on it, don't. All right, man, just keep eating the meat. All right.
Although we have a coworker that's vegan and she brought some like vegan cookies. Were they vegan cookies?
Yeah.
And they were all right.
They were really dope.
They were
no milk, no eggs.
No milk, no eggs. They were just vegan cookies.
They were like the softest.
Like cauliflower delicious. Cookies or some shit. Okay. I don't know.
It was good, though. Can happen.
It was tasty.
Know? I've heard that of stupid, you know, unhealthy, you know, impossible Whopper.
Yeah.
Tastes good. I've had a black bean burger or whatever that was.
Yeah. I've had a mushroom. A mushroom burger.
And that's the thing. I'm having a black bean sandwich or burger. I'm not like trying to replace it.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Yes. Don't try to trick me.
Yeah.
With your like, impossible
it tastes
burger.
Like meat.
Because you seasoned it the same way meats. Yeah.
Tastes like black beans.
A hamburger tastes like hamburger because of the hamburger seasoning.
Right.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. If you salt and pepper hamburger, you get a salt and pepper beef flavor.
They're all with these poor miserable animals. Yeah, they're freaking miserable. Look at them. You ever
kill them?
Yeah. The best thing you could do for them is to kill them and eat them. All right. Just end their misery. Yeah. So, I mean, the more animals you don't eat, the more animals that there are.
Yeah.
Just absolute misery.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then
that's a new person move right there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Every
this
new person.
Regrettable podcast,
that.
All right? Yeah. If I haven't introduced it yet, let's get this thing started.
Who the hell is that?
But the.
Where's the other new girl, by the way? Is there another new girl?
I've seen her like twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen her.
But here's the thing. About
what's that face for?
Like again, vegans just like now they're just like allergic to the stuff. Like when did people start becoming allergic to bread, or have they always been? Like there's so many people that couldn't be who couldn't be peasants, dude. Imagine like telling a peasant from 200 years ago, like I can't eat the bread. Like
this
is an essential life for. Yeah, you don't eat the bread, you do. You die. How are you defeated by a loaf of bread?
Well, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
The early 2000s brought forth a lot of people that couldn't stand the
peanut,
the wheat. What is that?
You just get used to it.
What is it called again? I said it just a second ago.
Gluten.
Gluten-free people.
Yeah.
I don't even know if gluten exists.
And then it became known that like 98% of the people that were gluten-free people didn't actually have an allergy to gluten. Because
they
if you
don't eat it,
they just didn't want to eat it.
Right.
Which is fine. Your body is, you know what I mean? It's gluten.
But that's the thing with a peanut, right? Like everybody's kind of allergic to peanuts. It's just like as a kid, you just start.
You get over it.
If you can't get over
a peanut, all right? I mean, life is full of a lot of challenges.
And maybe
if that's the hurdle you trip over, you might as.
You're not for this world.
You are not for this world, yeah.
No, the thing is, I'm sure there's people with a crazy peanut allergy where it kills them, and they've tried to do it and they can't.
Yeah,
but
too many of them are surviving nowadays and spreading their genes.
There's that, and then I guarantee you there's kids that are, they are allergic to peanuts, but that's just because the parents are like, well, I don't know if he is or not. So we're just not going to give them. There's something about nuts that humans, all humans, are like, there is a reaction to in some way at first. And
mine is deliciousness.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like milk.
Never
you
met
know?
A nut I didn't like.
It'd be like, it'd be like, you know, saying you're allergic to milk after not drinking it for 20 years.
Yeah.
Or something like, I'm just allergic to it. Yeah, of course you are.
Well,
yeah,
I think
you're
I am.
Conditioned.
I think I am pretty lactose intolerant. I just make sure, I force myself to tolerate
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love the taste. Can't stand the way it treats me.
Yeah. No gain without pain. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. What's a little intestinal discomfort when I get to thoroughly enjoy that cold glass of milk after that warm cookie or whatever? Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Damn, I'm hungry now.
Now I'm starving, bro. Been chomping on these chips all day.
Yes, sir. But we went, did the move. It was very easy. We got stories, right? Moving stories.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were still going with one there. Yeah. You've had some easy moves here lately. Yeah. Your last two moves, pretty easy, right? But I think we've all had some significant ones. Mm-hmm. I moved from up north to down here. That was quite a experience. Kind of a page out of your book, Tyler, of my whole life in a duffel bag at that time. But coming to a good one.
That's like a Willie Nelson song, I think.
Yeah.
Narrowed my life down to two duffel bags.
I had one. And a carry-on.
Right.
But, man, my moves have always been easy. My next one is going to be a disaster because I've accumulated so much stuff. But moving other people, that's where things always get so interesting. You made it pretty easy for me.
Right. You shouldn't discount that last move you had. That was hard, but not because of the stuff, because of the people helping and doing it. Our dad and stepmom.
Yeah. Man, I've wiped that from my memory.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I could tell. That was a
traumatic experience.
It came back to him just now. It all flooded back. The horrible experience.
It was chaos. It was absolute chaos.
Yeah, it was.
Because nothing was being done right or this and that. Or, like, you had other people packing your house, which is something that.
How dare you?
Yeah. Like,
I'm trying to rush things along. It's like, I know. I got a time frame, you know, to the point where my wife is very much into Christmas. She loves Christmas. I think your wife enjoys Christmas as well. To the point where this particular family member decided that we weren't moving fast enough Christmas morning and that Christmas is just over now. So she took the tree down.
Ooh. Yeah.
She started to disassemble the tree.
Your like tree.
11 o'clock on Christmas Day.
My
11 a.m.
Yeah.
In the a.m.?
It was definitely in the a.m., right?
In the morning. It
even
was like,
my wife will wait till like later evening.
We had breakfast, open gifts, and then instantly just start taking the tree down.
Yanked it down.
Yeah.
Christmas is over.
Yeah.
Stand this Christmas.
She's never been invited back since then. Yeah.
Yeah.
See why.
Yeah. And that was also the time that, we were renting at that moment. And, man, we did a meticulous job cleaning the house afterwards, making sure we were going to get our deposit back. Every other house we had lived in, we left it in such a state. We knew we weren't going to get our deposit back. This was going to be the one, all right? It was perfect. And then my dad, who had just recently bought a four-wheel drive truck because he, you know, thinks he needs one.
He's into that now.
But he also doesn't know how to use a four-wheel drive truck. He decided he was going to park in the yard. This was the same weekend that I think we got 9 inches of rain in 24 hours. Man. It was to the point where they were closing bridges down here because the bridges were underwater. It's a lot of rain.
Yeah.
His first thing, because he doesn't know what he's doing, is he parks in the yard. And when he goes to like back up and leave, the truck doesn't move. Or it does in only one direction, down. Yeah. Like it sinks just to the axles. Buries it. And he's flooring it. It's peppering the big old front windows that the place had, peppering it with gravel.
Oh, no.
And by the time he finally got it unstuck, I mean, it looked like Germans were digging trenches in the front yard. And it was it was the last day that we were there. It was like December 30th. We were taking possession of the house that night.
Oh, no.
And so we were just like, well, there's our deposit because what just happened to the yard will take years to remedy.
Think about how hard it is
to
fill in, you know, like those ruts, you know, that's and it ruins the grass and
it was a disaster.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he managed to get stuck at my new place.
Oh, wow.
Again, peppering the big front windows with gravel as he's just, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
All right. And he manages to sink this one down in such a way that he or I guess it was his wife. She was halfway off the driveway somehow, missed the big old driveway.
Yeah.
Hung one tire off into the adjacent ground.
Yeah.
Sunk that down to the point where the axle was spinning against the concrete.
Oh, no.
And I think it, like, ruined the axle seal or something on it because they had the truck broke down on the way up, and they were like, oh, it's because of what we did to it, sinking down your driveway.
Yeah.
That was two of the three times they managed to, like, or actually that, the way I met my neighbor is because I had to go over there and ask him if he could bring his tractor over to our house and pull my dad out.
Oh, no.
I knew the guy before. He's a pastor at one of the local churches, or he was at the time. And my dad is just sitting there. Our dad is just sitting there cussing like sailors would blush as much of an ass as my dad is acting
in front of
this
LJ?
Pastor.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. As in front of him of this man who's pulling his truck out with a tractor, you know, just up and down. Like, that was my dad.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yep. And just everything else, man. Like, literally, I mean, dad, he's not the worst, except when he's burying a truck and cussing a bunch in front of strangers.
Pastors.
Strangers. Yeah. Yeah. But the stepmother, that's the one where it's like, it's you get nitpicked to death a little bit. Like, it's these jokes. We call them japes. They're just like these little tiny pepperings of little jokes that aren't funny, that are always like at your expense in some way, you know.
Give me
like,
an example. You got a more recent example? Like,
Okay. Yeah, it's never anything like you're worried, like, oh, I'm going to be in trouble with my family or something. It's just going to be a tacky, terrible, cringy joke for the rest of your life. And it might be a something like, oh, do you remember when it was the wind was blowing and your hair got a little funny in the wind?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm on my deathbed right now. Yeah, Why are you recalling this?
Imagine this. Picture this.
Picture this.
For your approval, if you like really bent down, like squatted down to pick up a moving box and like use your whole, you know, like all that, your legs and everything, you look a little funny, right?
Yeah, totally.
She'd walk by and be like, oh, looks like there's a midget under you or something. Like maybe you're like banging a midget or something like that. And then, you know what I mean? Or
13 years later, she was like, do you remember when that midget was under you?
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
It'll be,
huh?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And when you were moving and I told you that it looked like a midget was underneath you, I'm like, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't.
Hey, good. Yeah.
It's always
that was a time we shared. Sure.
Yeah. It's always an apropos of nothing. Like, I remember one time I was with Caitlin and we were driving. She was, my stepmom was driving like a crazy person, like just like all over these Arkansas dirt roads. And there was like this much play in the wheel before it. Like, the dead zone in the wheel was ridiculous. So it's just like literally driving like this, just looking in the back mirror. Talking to me about stuff, and at one point it was like it was nothing. It had nothing to do with anything, and she was like, "Ah, man, I don't know." Something like, I'm along the lines of, "Well, Tyler, if you weren't single, you'd be able to," or something like that. And I was like, "What are you talking about? Like, it doesn't have to do with anything."
Then that's pretty bad if you're guilting the male about being single. Usually it's the female.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
getting the whole single ribbing from the mom or the in-law or whatever, you know.
Right.
That's crazy. So
it was very weird.
So
that's a Shelley. That's a stepmother jape for you.
Stepmother jape.
Yeah.
What's the words that are combined to make jape? Joke and
ape.
Jape. Yeah.
Jape is a word.
Oh, okay.
I believe
I thought it was just
I believe it means a funny
stupid wise crack.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A cocky rejoinder of some kind.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. So y'all.
One of my favorite but also weirdest and most difficult moving experiences was a real good friend of mine. His brother was living in Eastern Tennessee for a time, and I went with him. What his brother had done is rented a U-Haul, but he couldn't drive a U-Haul. He had just gotten a bad accident, wasn't allowed to drive, spine problems and stuff like that. So he asked us to come out there and help him move and then drive the U-Haul back. So it was just going to be a one-way trip on a Greyhound bus. So we get the Greyhound tickets, go, and then great, you've never been on a Greyhound before, it's always a trip, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how long. This was only like a 13-hour one or whatever. Had a great time on the Greyhound, made the best of it on the Greyhound. But we get there to, I had no idea Eastern Tennessee is right in the middle of the Appalachian Mountains. It's like country out there, and everybody's driveway is, or everyone lives on some part of them, either on the downslope or the upslope of a mountain out there.
Nice.
So we get to his house.
How do you tell the difference?
Yeah, well, just which side you're on, I guess. Okay. Which side of the street you're on. Yeah, yeah. The evens are down in the hill, you know.
Screw the downhills. We're the uphills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely got that vibe. Everybody hated everybody out there.
That's crazy.
First thing I noticed is as we're pulling up to their place, they picked us up from the bus stop, we're pulling up to their home, their driveway is literally 45 degree slope.
Nice.
And the U-Haul is parked at the top. They can't even get the U-Haul. If they were to back the U-Haul up down the driveway, it would not come back up. It was too steep for it.
Oh my gosh.
It was up at the top, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And my friend had warned me, my brother's a little bit of a collector of things, so he's going to have a lot of stuff we have to move, and this is the biggest U-Haul you could possibly get. So sure enough, what I didn't realize is he collects things that all weigh a ton, like guns. Yeah. I mean,
gun
like
safes.
50-something guns, plus the associated safes with them. And the most frustrating thing, though, is he was also a collector of the 50-state coins. You remember those?
Absolutely.
Those commemorative
on
coins.
Fox News.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, after 9/11.
Yeah.
One way to support your country is buy
Patriot.
These. Yeah, Chinese-made coins.
Exactly.
But he collected the quarters, but he didn't just collect one. He collected $500 boxes of quarters. Like, you can go to the bank and get a $500 sealed from the U.S. Mint box. He's got one from Alaska all the way down to Zimbabwe, America.
He's a collector of collections.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. Ugh.
And I don't know if you ever...
The Sam's Club of collections.
Yeah, absolutely. In bulk.
Yeah, exactly. Collects in bulk.
You take a moment to think about how much $500 in quarters weighs.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot.
Holy crap.
Yeah. A lot. Gold's like, whew. Man, I've been working out compared to that, you know? And having to move we're talking 50 of those boxes. Wow. I think 80 pounds is what each one of those weighed. Up this big old hill.
Oh, my gosh.
And then a couple of gun safes, and not just little ones, but 64 gun safes that weighed like a ton. And it was just me and my buddy doing this. I mean, it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I know my back lost 10 years of its life on that trip.
Did you know you was going to do that on that trip?
No, it was nothing my like goodness. That. No, it was just party on the way out there. Party on the Greyhound bus, you know.
Right. So in essence, you really could have sloughed heavily and nobody could have blamed you. Technically.
There was no
You're
room
not that
for
kind
slough.
Of guy.
It was like we had
you
a
have
couple
to get
of
this
days.
Done.
Yeah, we had to, like, got to get the U-Haul back and stuff. And I had to be back at work, like, Monday. I think we left, Friday. I had to be back at work on Monday. So we got to Greenville, Tennessee, like, late. We left Friday morning, got there late Friday night or early Saturday morning, slept a few hours, and then it was blam, Saturday, moved everything. Sunday, we got to drive the 10 hours back
it was contingent on you getting all the crap moved into the U-Haul for you to be able to leave in time for you to get back to
That's
work
right.
the next
were they helpful, were they moving
no absolutely not. They did make some homemade chicken and chicken fried steak and okra, which was something.
I would have waited until I sleep and snatch the keys to the U-Haul and be like, I'm driving home Sunday, whether you guys get all the crap moved in or not.
Yeah, you know. But I was also with my buddy, and it's his brother. I was like, man, you take charge.
But he still,
of
he
this
kidnapped you. In this essence, he kidnapped you.
Yeah, definitely. Did not let me in on the full details of the event. Yeah.
So that's bullshit.
Best thing is that we were able to get some moonshine from Popcorn Sutton himself, who is a famous moonshiner. He was on that American Moonshiners reality TV show or whatever. The guy's been making it forever. He
Favorite
was like
show yours?
He was like 72 when we got it from him. And he actually, like, I think the year later, he got busted by the feds for moonshining, and he
who would have known?
Yeah, I know.
Except for
especially
TLC
after the
show.
TV show, exactly. Then he killed himself. So that
wasn't
we were like
Daniel.
Crap. How it
was,
do you kill yourself after 70 years of putting going through shit?
He wrote a letter, and he was like, "Man, he was like, I've been to prison before when I was a young man. I wouldn't have been scared of going to prison." He's like, "Prison ain't what like it used to be." Yeah.
Yeah, but that would have treated him with a whole different, you know what I mean? I mean, he'd have been an old guy that can make fucking, you know, toilet wine for you. You know what I mean?
This is true. But
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Also a vulnerable old man around, and he's white.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Prisons
aren't what they used to be.
Yeah. He was scared. Yeah. For the first time in his life, he was scared to go to prison.
Yep, just an old racist scared man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but
he would have fell right in with the KKK, making them toilet wine.
You know, if he's been watching Fox News, the KKK is dwindling, all right? We need to build our ranks. All right, I don't know why. Well, I have a question. If you guys are done on the moving stories, Patrick, sure. You said you had a whole glutton of them.
Oh, yeah, movies. I guess. Yeah,
moving?
I did get asked once to help somebody move, and they were like, it'll be this weekend. And this was like the previous weekend. So I was like, oh, okay, great. Like, they're going to have it all prepped and ready to go. Like, I do not mind moving. Boxes, heavy furniture, none of that scares me. What I don't like is packing.
Right.
Yeah.
So that, don't ask me to pack.
Exactly.
I'll whatever the heaviest thing you got, like, Marvel statues you need moved.
Exactly.
Man, I'm your man for that. But, like, boxing it up, nah, I ain't going to do that. Yeah. But
I'm not putting your silverware in a box, bro. No. Sorry.
So
lift a giant tungsten cube.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with that.
Stack plates, not happening.
Yeah. But so we get there, like, Saturday morning. Me and actually the same buddy whose brother I helped move. They asked that, you know, at this point we're, like, professional movers.
Yeah.
We get over to their house, knock on the door. Both of them sitting on the couch in their pajamas, like eating cereal, watching TV. And we're like, okay. And start to look around. And like, it's not look like anyone's moving out of this house. There's dirty dishes in the sink.
We're going to do it today.
There's magnets all over the fridge.
No way.
Magnets on the fridge.
Yes.
No way.
There's counters full of just junk mail and crap.
Oh, they haven't prepared at all.
They had not. No, they were like, oh, y'all were going to help us pack and move.
No, hell no. Oh, hey.
That is so those two have nothing to do with each
exactly.
other.
Exactly.
You want to have a very bad moving experience, ask a couple of people to help you move who are assuming they're just going to be moving boxes and furniture,
right?
No, who are now tasked with moving or with packing your stuff. It's going to be a terrible experience.
Oh my
for
goodness.
You
if you're moving at least let's be generous and say 2 weeks for the, you know, for the procrastinators, maybe 1 week, maybe even 3 days.
Just the, like, night before.
The night even. Before even you pack up. You know, I've seen plenty. I've packed for like a week before.
Yes.
You know? Like slowly, but yeah. You get to the point where you're about to move, you should have everything done.
Yeah, so we immediately, what do we do? Go down to the like Dollar General and buy a couple of boxes of 40-gallon trash bags. Go back to their place, and I will say, were this, like, was kind of fun.
Do you have boxes?
Like, yeah, no, there was no boxes.
So it's trash bags.
It was all trash bags. And literally, I just remember emptying drawers into trash bags, like not even taking the stuff out, just dumping it right into a trash bag. Every flat surface was just a sweep of the arm. One guy would hold the trash bag, the other
that's not horrible.
Would
you're
sweep
right.
into it.
That's not kind of not horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was kind of perfect. They just got to, we should have labeled like this shit from your kitchen table. So you get home and you just empty the trash bag back on the kitchen table. And it's just like home.
It's like a lottery when they get there. They're like, what's this trash bag out? Oh, it's kitchenware.
Were they watching you do that?
Yeah, they didn't help whatsoever.
They didn't help
whatsoever. No.
No way.
Did they not go like, maybe you should, did they do it?
I think that we totally just forced this on. We're like, okay. We were both like, this is how it's going to be.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to show you
we
how
got
it's going to be.
Yeah. I got
there
you.
There was not a word of protest.
Okay, good.
Whatsoever the whole time.
They knew they were going to have to take whatever they got.
Yeah.
I got you.
They went from being participants to victims in this whole thing. And there was not a damn thing to do. Yeah.
I feel violated.
Yeah. I never followed up like to see what it was, you know, like, cause we just went to their new place, which was fortunately just down the road. And I mean, just chucking. I mean, when I go to the dump, it was no different of an experience than when I help these people.
You're
move.
Like
just
more careful
shoving.
At the dump.
Yeah, that's right.
I had a similar experience, not to this one, but to the previous one you were talking about with my brother, and it really wasn't his fault. So my brother and I, we often like to go hang out together at a certain location, you know, whether it be where he lives or whatever, and spend some time together, you know, visit each other, whatever. It's been San Diego a few times. I go out there for a week, hang out with my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in this case, he had a place in Colorado Springs, but he had recently moved. But he had like the boat there. He had some things there. So he said, hey, you want to go spend a long weekend, go visit Colorado Springs, do the thing, and then, you know, grab the boat and tow it home, you know, and a few things. I figured we'd pack the boat full of items or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, heck yeah, it sounds like fun. You know what I'm saying? And you guys know my brother. Mm-hmm. He is on the tighter side yeah. of life, which is cool. I know I love my brother to death. Yeah, he's a minimal. Yeah, and that's
he literally stretches pennies into copper wire.
Absolutely. And then sells it for $3 or $4. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, but no, so anyway, if I want to eat somewhere super fancy or, you know, just like kind of, you know, indulgent.
Less roaches than usual?
No, no, not as much that, but just indulgent. Not the dollar menu.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Then I pay.
You want the number two Arby's sandwich.
Exactly. Instead of, you know, then I pay.
Slider.
Instead of the sliders for a dollar. Exactly. You can buy as many sliders as you want as long as they're just a dollar.
Yeah. No.
But so I pay. So you know, it's just one of those situations where I knew that there was going to be some payment done in this, but I was okay with that.
Yeah.
So we get there to Colorado Springs. We hook the boat up. Well, we go to hook the boat up in the garage and realize this person has half of their lives also stored around the boat. What does that mean? We're going to have to move all of their crap off of Octave's boat. Okay, it's cool. I expected some of that to come along. You know,
the unexpected.
What happens with a garage? People pile their shit in there. I knew that. I knew it was coming. But then that weekend, they also had a major flood in the downstairs where one of the renters rents and her daughter, it was just a woman and her daughter, like a teenage daughter in high school or whatever, rents this whole downstairs basement, which is finished out basement or whatever. Flooded like 3 inches of water, the entire thing. So they couldn't live there. So then we had to move all of their stuff into the living room upstairs to keep it from ruining because of the water, you know, which became one of those, I don't know. It was not, again, it wasn't my brother's fault.
Yeah.
But it became the entire weekend I was working. I was moving shit.
Yeah, you hated your brother.
Exactly. And we got into an argument once because he was like giving me some, you know, telling me what. I was like, bro, I don't have to fucking do this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, I can do whatever. At the end of the day, I can go outside to the car and wait on you. But it was.
See, I imagine his mistake there is he didn't take the lead on the bitching about it. Like, if you,
that's true.
I have gotten people wrapped up in situations that that's were funny. Bad for them, and I did not anticipate that they were going to be bad for them and me. But the way you compensate for that is I do the majority of the bitching just to go ahead and let everyone, I know
lead
this is
in
a
the
terrible
bitching.
Situation.
Therefore, the guy with you knows it's okay to bitch a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm glad you said it, Patrick, because, man, you know, it's tough.
And he's not looking at you being like, you're just having the time of your life right now. Exactly. While this is just absolutely miserable for me. So,
do the Saving Private Ryan, only bitch up.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh man!
I guess that moving experience where the people had not packed at all. I did. There was a couple of spiteful moments in the whole packing experience. One, I'll just say my buddy is very clean guy, but his girl at the time she was not. She had some definite like cleanliness issues and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So she had and their trash can in the bathroom was just like overflowing with all kinds of bad stuff.
Used.
And when I went in there and I packed the bathroom, which again was with, you know, Hefty Bags, sponsored by Hefty Bags. one of the things that I made sure that they moved to their new house with was all the contents of the trash can as well. Just dumped right
all over the towels.
Loose towels, toothbrushes, you know, deodorant sticks, all of that just packed all in just bouncing around in there is a whole sack of
bloody sack of nasty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sack of nasty.
Well, I got to say, I will be remiss to not mention the fact that yesterday when we did the other to be mentioned, not named or whatever podcast that we're never going to get to let people buy eventually at some point.
Hopefully.
Patreon thing. We answered a question. Which was outstanding. We killed that answer, just for the record. So is there another question today? Do we have the ability?
Okay. I got a question.
Awesome. Awesome.
This one is a little more up the alley, up the straight on the nose.
On the nose. One. Okay.
Very small. What do I do about being boy crazy? It's so hard to be single. I find myself jumping from one man to another. How do I fix this? You don't have to fix anything, is my point on this.
Do we
question.
Know any facts from this person?
That's
how old
I
are
have.
They? Are they
all
male, female?
Oh, they're female.
Okay.
Yeah. Be with more men and then you'll be a lesbian.
Yeah. What? Yeah. The last thing, I really think I'm not meant to be loved sometimes. I'm sure the boys love you. You know, you just don't love the boys. I mean, like, I'm cool, man. Like, I don't mind a woman. Like, you're just doing what humans do at the end of the day.
Dudes do it, for sure.
Yeah, dudes do it all the time. So you're just a little bit more on that side. You'll settle down with the right one at some point.
That's humble bragging is what that is.
I was going to say.
Yeah, there ain't no genuineness about that. Yeah.
No, women don't.
They just
want to
be talked about. Oh, yeah.
No, they do not.
No, there's plenty.
Oh, there's plenty of them.
No, they do not. Give me a single example.
Of what again? Of humble bragging and women?
Yeah, like how is that? Like women do. I'm saying women don't have to brag about that to get.
They don't have to.
No,
but there are women that do.
No, I don't know what she's like. She's like, that's such a problem the way that I just go through guys. No, you're just loving it. You're absolutely loving it.
Yeah, yeah, and you should is what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. But no, she's like, I don't know what my problem is. It's like you don't think you have a problem. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's humble. Humble bragging is to brag about something. Or or you're not meaning to brag about something, but you really are.
Mm.
Yeah, like I'm just so I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good example here. You see it a lot of times. Hot women that know that they're hot going on. I'm just like, I feel so ugly today.
Yeah, or why won't I get asked out? Or
getting asked out all the time.
You just may not. To your caliber of dude.
That's compliment fishing, not humble brag.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
There's
brag, but to me, brag means you're trying to get sex at the end of it. That's what a brag is. Like at the end of the day, when you brag about this, you brag about that, you're hoping one lady overhears it.
The end result
is sex for me somehow.
Humble bragging.
I love that.
Humble bragging is all about, it's like you're trying to brag about yourself, but you don't want other people to know it, that you're bragging about.
Yeah, I know it.
Right.
Like you could brag alone with a dude and you still might think like, this might get me pussy at some point. Maybe he'll go and tell some people about it.
This dude wants to.
That's the only intention on bragging.
The only end result.
Guys don't care what other guys think of them.
That's true. You know? I don't know. There's a level of competition,
I guess. Guys who have something to brag about don't need to brag. You know,
That's very true.
They just brag to
get
more, greedy.
Or they joke about not having what
they could brag about. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's the question. Patrick thinks you're humble bragging a bit. I take his point.
Yeah.
But if you're genuine on that, you shouldn't feel bad.
Well, I mean,
about that.
What's
just
that?
No society's going to look.
What's that little saying about men and women? You know, differentiating like sex partners. Like men, they just got to try to get it wherever they can. Women, they could get it pretty much wherever they want. So they got to push away the majority of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that
it's just
kinda,
a sea
of penises thrown at them, and they've got to differentiate which penis should have the opportunity to insert itself. Right?
And after a while, they realize it's harder than you think, because even the ones that look good are probably bad.
Oh, I imagine.
You know?
Yeah.
Like one way or another.
I mean, even married dudes, been married for a similar amount of time, we can say we're bad. We have, we stink.
Right.
We don't put our shit up normally.
Right.
We leave the toilet seat up half the time. There's things we do that our wives put up with so they can. Why do they put up with
us? Financial security.
Oh, that's it. Well, not mine. I don't understand.
And not yours either.
Neither of ours. Yeah. Wait a minute. Why do they put up?
But
it's
a goal.
That good.
It's a goal. You know?
We lay it that good.
I'm probably
good.
More that's likely to get rich than she is. So.
Hey, maybe that's it. The artistic value that we have because the entertainment value we have because we can make them laugh. And like you said, there's a possibility some of the things we produce on a regular basis could make us a lot of money one day. Yeah. It could happen. Yeah. I'm not saying it's guaranteed. I'm not saying it's just happening up. Oh, okay.
When it gets really long.
Oh, okay.
My wife does know that I will get beat up for her. As opposed to, what was it?
Good
yes,
one?
We were talking the other day about guys who won't take a licking.
Right.
That
would push their wife in front of a swinging dude. Yeah.
Take the bullet from the smugger. Yeah.
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 Good point.
No, yeah, for sure.
She knows I would for sure that.
Marriage is still weird to me, man. Like when I hear you guys, like I understand relationships and right. this and that, but like still marriage is something else inside. It's like a dark room, man. Like if I were to step into it completely, you know,
well, there is
no idea, no comprehension of what it could be like.
You'll need to grow up a little bit before you can understand yeah. it. Yeah,
there's definitely things my wife knows about
you say
me.
You're more grown at 20 than I was or whatever. You,
yes, yeah. definitely.
But no, there's definitely things that the wife knows about me that nobody else knows.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she shares that amount of intimate time with me. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's probably like, and you, her. You
yeah,
know
totally.
I mean? Like, I think women maybe they at some point they're gonna want a forever guy
yeah.
to just claim
to be able to let you have
stuff
it.
On. Yeah, let you have it
to be able to claim spousal privilege.
Right.
You know what I mean?
To drop right. anchor.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. absolutely.
So I guess by growing up, I just have to wait for the point in which I feel like I need to give half of my junk to somebody else. Because whenever I at the very least, no matter who dates me, they can say, I don't give them
half
I
of
don't,
your junk.
I don't give them half of my junk. I bring zero baggage. I'm just bad myself.
You're
I
thinking
am
about this
baggage.
All wrong. It's when you've incurred enough debt that you need another person
to help
that's legally binded to you
yeah.
to make, yeah, so you don't yeah. starve to death.
It's
yeah.
just financial.
Yeah. yeah. Come on.
That's okay. Yeah. yeah. No, I don't bring anything, any like, I'm just bad at the table. I don't bring bad things to the table. It's
right.
me, you know, that's no. it. I don't put anything on.
No, the only yeah. difference, bro, is we were able to hide it much better during the courting process.
Yeah.
That's all. Then we got married and then we let them have it.
Right, right.
Whereas you just let them have it to begin with yep. and they're like, oh, I know better than to jump into that.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
It's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite, Jay. I'm so upfront with it. They're like, I want to fix that.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't want to be fixed. Mm. Like, I'll be honest, man.
That.
It's never me who is like, it's never the women backing off. If a woman does back off, that makes me more attractive.
Right, right, right.
The more
of
that
course it does.
The more that it's.
If the woman's like, oh, you don't want me? Huh, I don't want you too.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up.
Hold up.
I do want you, son. Let me tell you some more about why I want you. Yeah. yeah. No,
it's
I get
a messed
that.
Up thing. Mm. Some psychologists
that's
could probably
life.
Be like, oh, you're just a manipulator or something.
Ooh,
I don't know.
That's manipulation.
It might be. But yeah, it's never me or it's never the woman who's like, I don't have time for you. You know,
right?
That's like the goal. I think that's the goal. Both of your wives would be like, get out of here. I'm doing something.
Yeah,
right.
And we would like, sweet, let's go camping, bro.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Right. yeah. I get it.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's never that way. It's never that way with me.
Find you a good one then.
I've been trying.
That would do
that. I've had a couple.
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, I don't know how that turned into that. But yeah, don't feel bad about banging a bunch of dudes. Go bang more. Double it.
Don't get it. Like I said, it doesn't seem like a genuine question.
Yeah.
Mm. Patrick's written you off.
So yeah, I would only feel bad about banging a bunch of women if I was married.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
Totally. If I was single, then I would do what I got to do when I got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and if there's
a day, every day,
if it was optional.
yeah,
absolutely.
And that's, you know, batting 1,000. That's not.
Yeah,
happening.
Exactly. Good point.
Like
yeah.
I'm just
500
you know,
is still a great yeah. lifetime average.
Yeah. Single, single, semi attractive woman. She could bat 1,000.
Yeah,
I believe.
Good point.
Like, it would be an anomaly to not bring a dude home one night. It would be like some...
If you really tried...
I had him, but a
you're
UFO
right.
abducted
yeah.
him. Like,
right.
it would have to be something like that.
He passed on the couch before we got to that
yeah,
point.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that would happen more often yeah. than...
But then
yeah.
you could have a dude on, you know, Jamal
on standby,
on Ringo.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Why does Jamal always get the play?
Yeah, Jamal, dude. That's the
name.
On the internet, I believe that's... Or is it Tyrone? I can't remember, but there's like a Jamal or a Tyrone who's like always lurking.
He's always in the wings.
He's yeah. always like, you know, he's on the bench, like ready to be called onto the court in a second, dude. Like, and he'll get there quick.
Why is those both characters in a Dave Chappelle show?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. Jamal and Tyrone. Oh, goodness.
That it?
That's it.
Yeah, we done.
Yep.
Hey, thanks to everybody who makes this happen.
Absolutely. Laura Lindley, attorney at law, Mountain Fork Brewery, Hochtown Distilling Company, Tiki Time.
I was
Tiki
talking
Cruise.
About Tyler Massey.
Oh, well, you know, I got to go and set up a computer to edit this thing now.
I know, right?
Pull it all out of
moving,
boxes.
Moving
and
shite.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah
dang.
It's going to be odd, but I'll get it done.
We're going to do this in his new house at some point?
I guess so.
Yeah.
podcast room is looking pretty dope.
Okay.
Already.
Okay. Do I have a couch or do I have to sit at a table?
We'll get a couch. I need to get a couch.
I'll bring some like boom arms.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy some new ones.
Because I want a permanent set.
Exactly. Yeah, me too. Me too.
That'll be it for this week, and we will catch y'all guys next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.